You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Married to Medicine After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Married to Medicine After Show.
This song is kind of, like, not appropriate, but I love this song, and I guess they are a family that like to fight. Anyways.
Where we were going was family reunion, this is a reunion. Anyway.
We kind of got it. Anyways, we don't care. Thank you guys for joining us again for a great another after show to Married to Medicine. This is the reunion. Shady Grove is what they kept saying, so that's what I titled it. It's kind of hard for us to do reunion after shows because it's like, it's just recapping what we've already all talked about.
The entire
season. Except we got some new, like, tea or whatever this week or whatever. Anyways, let's get into it.
Who are you?
I'm English Cleveland. As always, I'm English Cleveland. Sorry, our brains are a little scattered. We had an amazing pool party for AfterBuzz yesterday. That was phenomenal. We wish it could have been on TV, but it wasn't, thank God, because we had a ball. So we're a little scatterbrained today, but it's all worth it because we had a good time. So, hey. Anyway.
And I'm your host, Michelle Renee, if you're wondering. Yeah.
That's Michelle. I'm English. Thanks. Okay. So let's get into the reunion. So where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with looks. Who looks the best?
Okay.
I have a vote. Dr. Heavenly.
I loved her dress.
Yeah, I think what's important for the reunion show is not only that you wear a cute outfit, but you wear something that's going to look good on camera. Mm-hmm. I liked the blue. I liked her dress alone. And then also, I think it looked very good on camera. I think her hair was laid. I think her makeup looked great. So, yeah,
Dr. Heavenly. It flattered her body,
exactly.
Too. Like, it looked appropriate.
And I think she's lost a little bit of weight.
She did lose more weight. Mm-hmm. The next person, I did like hers. I don't know if she was my number one. I love Lisa Nicole's look.
Yeah,
just
she
because
was my
it's
second.
Classic. Mm-hmm. And it's timeless and you can wear that whenever. And it's just, she always looks together. All of her dresses I really enjoy seeing on her. Not really on her, but I appreciate the dress. It's a good dress.
What did she have on? Did we see
the
whole dress?
She had a skirt and a button, like, white shirt.
I will say that some of the outfits she wears, I don't know if I like them for her body type.
That's what I'm saying.
She's short.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I may not like it on her, but I appreciate
it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, who else? Well, I could say what I didn't like.
I can too.
Who?
Toya.
I didn't like Simone's.
Yeah, Simone's was whack.
It was like very, looked like someone would wear to the Teen Choice Awards, and it was very, I don't know, like not cute for a camera. Like you're going to wear something bright and, you know, attractive. What I did like was Mariah's hair. I love that color on her.
I didn't like it.
You didn't?
I think it was too heavy.
Okay.
You
want
it brighter? I mean, she obviously wears pieces, aka wigs, but I think it just being one, number one, one color, number two, so dark, and number three, so long, and just straight with a slight wave. It just looked very heavy, and it looked to me like extremely wiggish.
Okay.
So.
Well, anyway.
And Toya, I didn't like her look either.
You didn't like it? I thought her dress was cute.
I didn't know what was going on with her hair.
She had a lot of hair. It was too much hair. Was it a wig or was it a weave? And the hair looked bad quality. Mm-hmm. And then it was like red highlights or something like
that. And then it was like swept over to the side.
With
and,
a
like,
tie.
Yeah.
And
I like her in the confession when she has the straight black hair.
Yes.
I like that confessional
she looks
look
great.
On her.
Yes.
Yeah.
She does look great. Who else? Dr.
Jackie.
She always plays it safe.
Yeah.
And
Quad was on my number three best dressed and best look.
Quad looked good. And surprisingly, Mariah was really downplayed, kind of. Her dress was just a gold dress. Mm-hmm. Nothing like extravagant like she usually wears. probably, I don't know. It just wasn't what I expected from Mariah, but I did think she looked good, like, collectively, all together. Well, what else did you want to talk about outside of what they had on?
Well, they start by the first major point of conflict is, of course, Mariah throwing around that she's the executive producer, and they talked about that for a good while. So, I mean, what do you think? Do you think that she abused that title this season, or do you think the other women are overreacting, or what?
I think, and I know everyone always says, Inga, she don't like Mariah. Don't. It's not about liking her. It's just stating the facts that are, or my opinion. And to me, I feel like Mariah did throw that title around a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think because we didn't know the, like, ish, what kind of power and authority that she had. And if Andy's asking the question, he's the, like, he owns the show. You know what I mean? So he definitely knows what percentage or whatever she has or what kind of authority. So if he's asking, he definitely knows that he was kind of asking, like, oh, so what kind of, like, are you an executive producer, Mariah? He wasn't really, like, laying down the facts, which the other ladies had the facts, like, I think Quad mentioned that she can't write nobody's checks. She can't fire anybody. But supposedly Mariah was throwing around that she fired Miss Carrie last year. Mm-hmm. And then she was going to fire Toya. And I guess she doesn't have that much authority. And I did read online, which I don't know if we're going to save this for news and gossip, whatever. But that Mariah is in a lawsuit with the production company that does Married to Medicine, because after her and her husband watched the show, they didn't like the way that they were portrayed. And so she doesn't really have that much authority, because if she did, then she could have had a say-so.
And what was edited in?
What was, yeah, of course. So I think because it was her idea, and the show was actually going to be, it was called Unmarried or Unmedicined or something like that. I can't remember exactly. I know it was like un something. And that was what it was basically. That's how she copyrighted. She copyrighted mm-hmm. that. And that's, but they changed the title to the show and just gave her executive producer title. So.
Well, I will say that as far as Andy goes and him asking questions, Andy, whatever reunion he does, he makes it very clear who he kind of has animosity towards.
Yes, he does.
And I feel that he kind of has some, was throwing a little bit of shade Mariah's way.
Yeah, he even mentioned.
I'll say that he probably does think that she's been abusing the title a little mm-hmm, bit too much. Mm-hmm. He's probably on the side with the other women. Mm-hmm. He, of course, like you said, is pretty much running the show over at Bravo. So he knows exactly who has what title, exactly what they can do. Mm-hmm. And to him, if she is kind of abusing her authority or saying she can do more than she really can, it's probably laughable to him.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say is that maybe it seems like she was the one that obviously had the idea for the show, the one that kind of got all these women together, the one that has, like, pitched it to all these production companies and pitched it to the networks and everything. And at this point, maybe it's more like a title that she just has in theory, but not really in practice, because she's not, like, what does she actually do? And mm-hmm. I mean, maybe that was something that she had in the contract, like, I am an executive producer and will always be, mm-hmm. but as far as, like, any authority, maybe she doesn't have that much.
Obviously not if she's suing the production company that edits.
Well, the production company is something different than the...
No, I get it, than Bravo, but it just, I feel like if she's having a big issue about it, and supposedly she may not be coming back next season, and that she may be on Atlanta, and this is another news and gossip that I'm just putting out there, because our show is going to be short this week, so maybe we don't have time for that, but I'm just saying, she's supposedly not going to be on the show next year, if there's going to be a show, because she's that upset. So, I mean, I don't think she was portrayed wrong. I think they got what she showed.
It's not looking good for her. I will say that. I just think that, and I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I don't have anything against Mariah. Everyone knows that throughout this season I've been kind of an advocate for her. Mm-hmm. But I think that at this point she kind of has, like, gone too far with it. Mm-hmm. And I think instead of just conceding and saying, like, okay, let me try to do damage control, she's still trying to, like, sue people or she's still trying to like argue. What I will say is that her apologizing to Quad
was big.
Yeah. Whether it was sincere or not, which we can discuss that, for her to even like apologize, I think that was a very good move in the right direction. Because even if people want to attack her and say, oh, what she did to Quad, now she can say,
apologize.
But I apologized. I gave her a sincere apology at the reunion. So now it's not me anymore. It's Quad still holding the
grudge.
Did
you think that that was a little strategic? Because the only reason before we jump into that, Andy did say that Mariah Twitter fights, and she says all of this stuff on Twitter. So to me, if you've seen the error of your ways and you know deep down, like, you shouldn't have been doing this, you shouldn't have been doing that, why continue to Twitter fight and then now sit at the reunion and apologize? To me, like, wouldn't you have stopped Twitter fighting and then really came with a sincere heart? Or are you being really genuine with your apology?
Well, I mean, I don't know if the two necessarily go hand in hand. What she said was that she retweets stuff. So what I'm getting is that she probably sees all the people that are like Team Mariah on Twitter and just retweets their stuff. And that's kind of her way of like making her point known. Like, okay, look at all these people I have that are in my corner that are writing for me and just retweeting the negative things they say, which I guess Andy might consider that Twitter fighting. I don't know if Twitter fighting necessarily means that she's not sorry, because what I'm thinking happened was she maybe was Twitter fighting throughout the whole season, but when they actually were taping the reunion, maybe, just maybe, she saw genuinely how hurt Quad was and was like, you know what, I'm going to apologize to her in this moment because she seems like she's really upset. Maybe. That's giving her a huge benefit of the doubt, though.
The only thing, the only thing I felt about that was that even still sitting there at the reunion, Mariah was still denying. She didn't. I had a problem with both Mariah and Quad. Mariah kept denying everything everyone said that she would do. Multiple. She didn't do nothing. Basically, Mariah, everyone's making up all this stuff about you, but it's actually true because we just watched it and you just watched yourself on TV. So you're making it seem like we're all like stupid, that we're not all watching the same thing, but you did badmouth her and you did say all this stuff about her and you did do this and you did do that. So every time someone was going around the table and saying, well, you did do this, Mariah, and you said this about some behind someone's back and you did tell me that, which is funny because to me, it, like, the things that she was saying, and then she was like, no, I didn't say that. And everyone was like, yeah, well, you told me the same thing, too. Like, they're all, like, just laying it out.
Yeah. She should have just been like, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did. Exactly.
I have more respect for someone when they're like, I said it, and have a problem?
And it may have not, and that's what I appreciated when she said, you know what, I did say that, and I'm sorry, because I was really upset, and I think Lisa Nicole mentioned in her side talk, well, hurt people hurt people. It's true. Hurt people do hurt people. But then don't deny everything that you're saying about everybody. And then Quad is saying she never said anything bad about Mariah. And she's, like, playing the victim. And to me, this is a prime opportunity. I understand you don't have room enough for her in your life right now. Yeah. But she's apologizing, whether it be sincere or not, if it's for camera or whatever, because she's denying she ever said anything. Now she's apologizing. You're wanting to play the victim. You keep talking over her apology, one, which we kept saying, shut up, Quad. And two, at least say, you know what? There had to have been one thing maybe I probably said that I shouldn't have said about you that was completely inappropriate or said behind your back out of anger or out of hurt. This was both of you guys' prime opportunity to say, you know what, I'm sorry for doing this. I'm sorry for being a bad friend. You hurt me. I'm really hurt. I don't know if we can ever, but at least this is one little step to move forward.
Yeah.
But it was just, to me, I was upset with Quad because I was like, where's your apology back to Mariah?
No, I agree 100%. Like, I wrote that down. Like, Quad definitely owed her an apology as well.
Yeah. I think they both did. Even if it's sincere or not, I think it would have given everybody just a little bit of a peace of mind and just like, finally, because two on the reunions, we're sitting here rehashing, like we said last week, Simone and Quad's argument didn't really need to happen because they already squashed it. I mean,
Simone and Quad?
No, Simone and Toya. Okay. Like, why did it even have to get to that level, which we'll discuss? when you guys already let it go. You know what I mean? And so now it's like we're watching the reunion and you're saying, well, you weren't a good friend. Da-da. What is this whole good friend title? Like, if you're a friend, you're a friend. Just be a friend to someone. You know, like,
yeah,
knowing their street and their phone. I don't know your number by heart and we hang out. Like, it's just, it is what it is. Like, it's,
well, okay, what I got, well, this is kind of jumping ahead, but when Simone said, it's not about her knowing my phone number or not to, okay, I guess Toya was acting like the reason why she didn't call her is because they don't talk every day. Mm-hmm. And then Toya's argument was like, yeah, we don't talk every day because we're not friends. But Simone's argument, which I agree with, is regardless of if you're friends, quote, or not friends or just acquaintances or whatever you may be with someone, if you have an argument with them as an adult who's trying to do the right thing and not have there be hostility and anger, mm-hmm. then you reach out to them before the next event. You don't wait for the next event to address an issue if you are upset. So I agree with Simone in that mm-hmm. case of, like, it doesn't matter if they're friends or not. Who knows who's addressed or whatever. It's like, as two adult women, if you want to squash the drama and not have there be drama, then mm-hmm. you address it immediately. And she didn't do that.
Yeah, she didn't do it. And I understand.
But this is also a reality show. So, you know, had she done that, then there also wouldn't have been words exchanged at Dr. Heavenly's. And then there wouldn't have been the whole issue with Simone calling her dumb repeatedly at the WIN conference or wherever they were. I don't know.
That was super petty. We'll get into that. But let's talk about a little bit of funny stuff. I just wrote down a couple stuff about Dr. Heavenly. She is, between her and her daughter, they are on a whole nother level. I saw some comments on our YouTube. People are like, we do like Dr. Heavenly. It's not that I don't like her. She's just nuts. She's crazy. And she just says a lot of stuff that is completely inappropriate. But she says it to people's face. So it's like, how can you hate her for that? But she's just completely crazy. Like, I don't even know of a way to, like, it's not that you don't like her. You just think she's crazy.
No, I like her now. She's one of my favorites now, which, I mean, I know at the beginning of the season I really didn't like her. Mm-hmm. I didn't give her a chance. Mm-hmm. But I like her now. What I like is that I like someone that's self-reflective. Like, mm-hmm. when they ask her at the beginning, like, do you think you're judgmental? She said, yeah, I do. I do judge people. Like, just say what you mean and own it.
But
like,
then she'll say, judgmental, but I'm really smart and basic.
Well, she is smart. I mean, that was one of my questions to you. Who do you think the smartest is? Like, I would say she's probably one of the, I mean, and smarter, I guess that's kind of subjective. Like, what are we saying? Like, street smarts, or are we saying book smarts? And how do you really measure someone's intelligence besides an IQ test? But I'm saying, like, I would probably argue that she is one of the more intelligent women on the show.
You think so?
Yeah, just because she says kooky stuff doesn't mean she's not intelligent.
But why do you think she's intelligent? What has she shown to you that made her seem like she's intelligent?
I mean, she's a dentist. She had to go to dental school or whatever. Like, from what I've heard, that is it called dental school? Or is there, I don't know. But anyway, from what I've heard, it's kind of difficult.
No,
it's like one of the harder, like, medical fields to go into. Maybe I'm just making that up, but
not really.
I don't know.
It's not hard. But
I don't know. I mean, I just think she's intelligent. She strikes me as someone that's intelligent. She hasn't said anything that's unintelligent. She's said things that are crazy a little bit. She's mm-hmm. said things that are, like, a little quirky. But she hasn't said anything that's unintelligent. She hasn't, you know, called... She hasn't spelled cat, K-A-T. She hasn't, you know, repeatedly failed at, like, speaking the King's English. Sorry, I know y'all are going to, like, rip me a new one for that. But, I mean, I'm just saying, she strikes me as pretty intelligent. And I like even going back to her being, like, very honest, like, whenever she was talking about her husband and she was catching so much stuff, not only from the ladies, but from fans as well, because she submits to her husband. She owned that and was still like, I'm not going to apologize for it. I submit to my husband. It is what it is. So I like that about her. I don't necessarily agree with, like, submitting to your husband, especially if, I mean, I think it's for each circumstance, excuse me, like Mariah said, it's different for each household. But I do like that Dr. Heavenly says what she means, and she's unapologetic about her opinion. Sorry, I've been talking about her.
No, you're fine. No, I get it. I feel like...
You don't think she's intelligent.
I don't feel that she is... I don't feel any of these women have ever showed me any inkling, not inkling, but any way to be like, you're more intelligent than the other. I think that, yes, Toya does show that she's... I don't want to call her not smart, but she does show that she's a little bit naive and silly in certain mm-hmm. instances, and that a lot of things that she says really doesn't make sense. So I wouldn't say that she's not smart, but I would just say she's not really that savvy or just like, I don't know, just she just doesn't know what she's talking about. And then
she just comes off as a little ditzy. Mm-hmm. And which I agree, ditzy doesn't necessarily mean that you're not book smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't say any of them are smarter than the other. The only thing I don't like about people, and this is my issue with Mariah, this is the same issue. I don't dislike any of them. I don't love them. I'm not going to go that far because I almost said that. I love all of them. I don't. Mm-hmm. But my thing with Mariah and Dr. Heavenly is I can't stand when people try to give themselves too much credit, then not than you deserve, but for yourself. Like, I can't stand when you have to tell people that you're smart. You have to tell people that you're submissive to your husband. To me, it's better than to show people than to tell people. And when you're giving yourself all this credit, it's making yourself seem like you're just better than other people. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. And that's my main issue with Mariah. Just like, you know, her giving herself the EP title and saying that she's the queen of this and she's better than this and she's doing this and she's doing that and da 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 da. And then Dr. Heavenly is just like, oh, I'm submissive to my husband, and which is fine. Just like you said, everyone for each household. But I did notice something that was really important that Lisa Nicole did say was when they asked her about being submissive or about raising a daughter or whatever like that, about mm-hmm. kids. I did appreciate Lisa Nicole's comment by saying, you know, I don't think that we should teach young girls how to be submissive to their man when they need to figure out about themselves first. Like, I don't think Dr. Heavenly saying that to her daughter is not going to really have an effect on her daughter at 7 years old. Like, why would you say that to a 7-year-old? Why wouldn't you say that when she's like, I don't know, 20, when she is possibly thinking about dating? I think you should show your daughter how to love herself first before you have to show her how to be submissive to a man.
Well, Dr. Heavenly's argument was that she does have that conversation with Alora, which, excuse me, because I've been calling her Lauren the whole season, but my bad. Her argument was that she does have those conversations with her daughter, and she does, you know.
But then why? Like, to me, it's too confusing.
That,
like,
I mean, I don't think so. I just think that, like, a lot of the things that I learned when I was younger, it's like you learn them. Like, I feel like 21, I agree to a certain extent with you, but also at the same time, it's like, if someone's 21 and you try to teach them to be
submissive. Not 21, but 16.
Or even 16. Like, if you've grown up thinking, like, you know, if you've grown, I'm not saying that this is right, but if you've grown up as a, like, female thinking that, like, you're equal to men.
No.
Or whatever.
Not
and
like
then,
that.
Like, and then all of a sudden, like, you're about to go on your first date and your mom is like, oh, and by the way, there's something that I need to tell you. Like, you need to let this man order for you at dinner. You need to, that's going to shatter your whole worldview.
No, but the thing is, she's not a single mom. She has a dad. And you and Dr. Heavenly is super submissive to daddy.
Yeah.
And so, to me, you show by example. You lead by example. A lot of things that I learned as a child from my mom or whatever when my parents were married in the same household, like, that I would take for marriage is to see how she treated my dad. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Alora watches a lot of what Dr. Heavenly does for her dad. So she understands, like, marriage and that. But saying it to her, you know, you need to be submissive. What does that mean? What a child's not going to understand exactly what that means.
Yeah.
And there's stages and there's a time and a place for everyone's child. And to me, it's like my parents at 7 years old told me that I was basically the world, you know what I mean? And just made me feel so confident about myself and I could do everything and I could do anything and da da, and I'm the best in the world, you know? And so,
are you going to be submissive to your husband?
Of course. But I learned that when I got older, you know what I mean? Like, if they told me that at 7, I'll be like, what are you talking about? Like, it would just mm-hmm. be weird. I just thought, instead of you trying to tell her what she needs to do to her husband, you should be telling her what she needs to do for herself.
I mean, I don't think she has that conversation with her daughter every day. Like,
it was just weird.
One of your daily affirmations, Alora, is I will be submissive to my husband.
But
I don't think she tells her that every day.
But she goes on these campaigns to everybody about being submissive. Like, how are you so sure that I'm not? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like she likes to say a lot about herself. She's so smart. She's a marriage counselor. She's a dentist. She's this. She's that. Which I do like that they did correct that she is a doctor. She mm-hmm. is a doctor. And I don't like that they were trying to take that away from her because it was rude. Just like she was saying, we're supposed to build each other up. Then that's what we're supposed to do. But I just don't like I said in the beginning, I don't like when people try to give themselves too much credit.
Yeah.
And
I will say that I don't know if it's delivery, I don't know if it's editing, I don't know what it is, but the way her and Mariah kind of boast about themselves, it seems a little different. The way I take in both of them mm-hmm. boasting about themselves is different. I don't know that either one really offends me when they boast about themselves. Mm-hmm. I think Quad also, like,
oh
is
my gosh.
In the same category yes. with them about boasting about herself.
Yes.
And in my opinion, she is the most annoying one with it.
Right.
What I will say about Dr. Heavenly is I might not be able to verbalize this well, but I don't think she necessarily thinks that everything about her is better, but I think she thinks that it's right, if that makes sense.
I get it.
Yeah, like, I don't think she's saying that, like, I'm better than you because I'm submissive to my husband and you're not. But I think she's just saying, like, in general, I'm right.
But
and
if you're not doing it, what she's doing, then you're wrong.
You're wrong, but I don't, but she never, okay. She never made the value judgment, though, of wrong being beneath
no,
right.
You're
if that
right.
makes sense.
I get what you're saying. She's not saying that she's better than the other person.
Just because she submits.
But she's saying if they don't agree with her, then they're wrong.
Then they're wrong. Yeah, yeah. She's definitely saying that 100%. Mm-hmm. But she's not saying she's better than anyone else.
But then how are you so right? Why are your ways so right than the other person? Then that makes me feel like you think that you're... Other people can take it as because you're saying that I'm not doing it how you do it and I'm wrong, then that means you're doing it better than me. That means you're better than me. And that's a lot, I mean, that's what I feel like a lot, I understand what you're saying, and I do kind of understand that, because she's not an evil person.
Yeah, and she doesn't
she's
come
just crazy.
To me, honestly, she doesn't come off to me thinking she's better than any of the other ladies.
Yeah, do you think Mariah does?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think she thinks she's better than every lady, but some of the stuff she said about Quad, that's pretty bad. That's pretty hurtful. Like, you grew up in the ghetto, and I was beneath you. I came down to be on the same level as you.
You dated a drug dealer.
That was my cousin. That's a little messy. But, I mean, I get when you get into arguments with some... Like, I've been into arguments with girlfriends before.
You go for the jugular.
And you go for the jugular. And mm-hmm. I definitely do. But also, mm-hmm. at the same time, it's like, you do have to maintain a certain level of respect and know that, like, once you go there, some things... Like, what's said cannot be unsaid.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... The nursery rhyme is sticks and stones may break my mm-hmm. bones, but words can never hurt me. And, like, my mom told me when I was younger, that's a lie, Michelle. Like, words can hurt you.
Yeah, they do.
You're not supposed to let them hurt you, but things you say to people can hurt them, mm-hmm. and things people say to you can
yep.
hurt you.
That can.
So,
you're right.
So if you tell your kids that, stop telling them that right now. No, but I think that Mariah was maybe a little bit wrong in saying the things she said. And saying in the way she said it.
But then to me, okay, when she was trying to correct herself or whatever, defending herself, she said, well, you meet people where they are. I agree with that. You meet everybody. No one's on the same level as anybody. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, everyone goes through struggles. Everyone cries. There's always a rainy day. There's always going to be sunshine. You know, there's at first everybody, you know, we all go through it. And to me, if you are saying that you're meeting people where they are, then how are you getting off of your chariot, you know, to throw tomatoes? You know what I mean? Like, what does that mean? How are you meeting people? You're not meeting people where they are because you're thinking that you're above them.
Yeah. I mean, I would argue that thinking you're above someone is not something that people do based off each individual person. I think that that's something that each individual person has in them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone is the type of person to judge others and compare themselves to others, mm-hmm. then that's something they're going to do across the board.
Yeah.
Mariah probably did that for each of the ladies. Mm-hmm. She probably considers the other ladies equal to her, whereas she maybe thinks Quad wasn't.
You think she considers the other ladies equal to her?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have enough information. Like, I don't have enough facts to say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And we obviously didn't see her interaction with them as much because she was having beef with Quad. So that's why it was more so the focus of the show. But I'm just saying, in general, I think there's people like Simone. To me, she doesn't strike me as the type of person that would, like, judge someone or think she's better than someone.
Yeah.
She just seems like she takes people
as
they are.
Yeah, I agree with you.
She's
going
to be a friend to you regardless. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think some people... which this is obviously a reflection of, like, their own insecurities. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying this just goes for Mariah, but just people in general, they're the type of people that compares themselves to others to make themselves feel better. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what you're doing. If you compare yourself to someone and you attribute negative attributes to them, mm-hmm. like, then you're trying to focus on their like shortcomings mm-hmm. to make yourself feel better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and it's a trait that can be corrected. That's the best thing about it.
You think so?
Yeah. I think that once you notice and you recognize, because no one wants to see themselves that way. No one wants to look on camera. I would hate for myself to look on camera and to see if I acted that way and made me look like I'm better than anybody else. Because I don't feel like anyone's better than anybody. Mm-hmm. We all do the same thing. We all go through, like I'm saying, we all struggle. We all have rainy days. We all have sunshine days. Like, it all happens to all of us. So to me, it's like, why judge anybody if, you know, they may not look better than you, or they may not have as much money as you? Or
what if you judge them because they don't know how to conjugate a verb? Because we've kind of judged them for that.
Well, that's not judging. That's totally judging. No, that's correcting. That's correcting you, because we're not calling you stupid. We're just trying to help you out. We're not judging them. We're just telling them, hey, you said something wrong.
Ladies, married to medicine, I just want to take this opportunity to apologize for saying that.
Oh, look at you. This reunion apology
night.
This
reunion has just made me realize that I was maybe, you know, being a little critical of them.
But we are, we're doing a recap on a show. We're not, we're not here to baby talk about them, like, yeah, her dress is so cute. We're speaking about truth. If she's not conjugating a verb, then she's not. That's not judging her. It's just saying the truth. Like, hi, you didn't say that correctly. We're not like pounding her on the head and retweeting and tweeting her about it. Like, who cares?
Anyways,
so it looks like this whole reunion turned in after the apology. It turned into a screaming match, which we mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. about Toya and Simone and the dancing on Eugene. I am so sick of all of this stuff that we keep talking about or having to talk about that is so old. That happened like the first or second episode of this season. And they squash it. They've been friends ever since. And I see that they have their little, like, things that they say to each other, whatever. They've went to the cabin. They've moved on. So why?
That's why I hate the reunions, because it's so insidious.
I was like, really? You guys are sitting here screaming, like, at the top of your lungs. And to me, it was inappropriate for Simone to act that way with her kid there. What do you think?
I mean, I just feel like they ask her son in the beginning, like, how is your mom going to act? And he's like, yeah, she's probably going to raise her voice a little bit. And
she ain't going to say much.
But she ain't going to say much. You know how your parents are. Mm-hmm. I know that Lynn Fisher, that's my mom, by the way, turns up. And I saw the...
She turns up?
I mean, not like turn up like that, but I'm saying, like, when I was younger, I knew the way my mom acted in situations.
She acted like if she went out with her girlfriends and like someone like accidentally spilled a drink on her. Or someone did it on purpose, or she didn't like
that. I mean, I just knew my mom's personality. I know my mom's personality. And yeah, maybe I've never seen her get a drink spilled on her and have to cuss someone out. But at the same time, I know how she is just in general with us or with my dad or
but once
just
you start
in general,
seeing it
like we're at
physical.
A restaurant or... If we're at a restaurant and the order's wrong or, you know, someone does something she doesn't appreciate, you know how your parents handle things. You know how your parents are. So I just say all of that to say that inappropriate for her to act that way in front of her son? Probably. But at the same time, I'm sure her son knows how she is. I'm sure her son knows that she has a certain personality and that she's not going to let this woman, like, come in and, like, scream in her face.
If we are also supposed to be an example, like, I think both of them were completely wrong in this argument of how they carried themselves. The only thing is that Simone's child was there, and Simone was throwing out fighting words. You don't want your child to see you fight another woman.
Well, at least her son is – at least it's a son and not a female.
But still, it's very – I would hate if I had a kid for my child to see me fight some other – unless it's over my child – you know what I mean? I'm about to beat you down in front of this kid. But we're over here talking about something that happened probably a year ago at this point. Mm-hmm. Why would you throw out fighting? If you are,
what do you think
move
she
your
said
kid out the room.
Words? What do you think she said that was fighting
she,
words?
You know exactly what she said.
I'm asking you.
She said, with your raggedy, broke ASS, and you're renting these cars, or leasing
why
cars.
Why is that fighting words? That's only fighting words if you're really broke. If somebody says to me, I mean, you just understand, like, if somebody says, like, oh, you're bald-headed, oh, you're ugly, oh, you're fat. Okay, none of those things would offend me mm-hmm. because why would I be offended by that? Like, I don't think I'm any of those things. Mm-hmm. But if someone says something that you take personal and it offends you because it's true, that's when you're going to act a fool. So that's all I'm saying is that, like, as far as our whole, like, speculation, is Toya broke, is she not? She, like,
proved
was
it.
Like, oh, you should not even go there. Like, you're hitting below the belt or mm-hmm. whatever she was saying. Like, yeah. I can't believe you went there. That was just wrong. Mm-hmm. You're a bitch for going there. So clearly, like, she knows that, I don't know.
I just thought that I could see if they're sitting from across the table and she's, because she kept calling her a bitch. She just kept, mm-hmm. she kept saying it over and over and over.
Who is she?
Which Simone. She kept saying, well, bitch, da 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 da. Like, and I understand people call people that, and that word is really not that offensive anymore.
You know? It depends on how it's used.
Because they were kind of friends before that mm-hmm. I feel like she knows Simone talks that way. But when you're in somebody's face and you're screaming and like Simone said, you've entered into my dressing room. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you're throwing out words like that and you see it's a heated argument, a heated discussion like that, I just think that hitting below the belt or saying things that can provoke someone else to fight in front of your child, fine. If you want to say those things out, if your child wasn't there because you don't mind getting down, then do it. You know what I mean? But with your kid standing there and being an example, like Toya said, which Toya did throw out a dig too, and that's why she came for her like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so both of them if you can dish it, you gotta take it.
Both of them were wrong. The only position that Simone was in is that her kid was there. And it sometimes you have to take the high road, even when someone has disrespected you, because you don't want to be a poor example to your children, in front of your children. To me. And I know her kid probably would watch the reunion and see, you know, but I think it would have been a different effect if he would have watched it in opposed to standing there like, I'm going to have to, like, hold my mom back right now. It's just weird to me.
You know, I mean, like I said, I don't think that it's inappropriate. This is bad, but I'm going to fight in front of my kids. Shoot. But I don't think it's inappropriate that she necessarily did that in front of her kid because, like I said, her kid knows how she is. I'm sure her kid has seen her get into arguments with her husband Cecil before. Mm-hmm. I'm sure her kid has probably seen her go off on somebody in whatever situation.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say is a little bit embarrassing and maybe something she should have taken into consideration is the fact that he does go to school with people and
yes.
that when his colleagues see that, sometimes they might say, oh, well, your mom went off or, oh, your mom did this.
Yes.
As far as her exchanging fighting words, that's what you do in an argument. You yeah, say things to provoke
you do.
People.
You
and
really
when someone
do.
Tries to fight you, though, it's not your fault because you provoked them to anger. People need to learn how to control their anger.
Their anger, yes.
Because I'm
do.
One of those that's going to, like, hit you below the belt. Like, I'm going to try to say the meanest thing I can, which is very
yes.
bad. God, please. Jesus is still working on me. But
fix her, Jesus.
Fix it, please. So, I mean, I just think that the person that actually gets physical with it is always going to be in the wrong, even no matter what the other person said.
No, of course. But then if you know that it's potentially going to get there, I wouldn't want to have my kid there. But
I do. Can I say one thing? I know that I'm pretty much siding with Simone, but I do feel very bad for Toya just because, number one, Simone was calling her stupid a lot and she had to, like, sit there and, like, watch that. And that was, like,
it was literally a montage of her breaking her down.
Being called stupid, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad. Even though, you know, I've expressed that, like, she's maybe not the sharpest crayon in the box.
And she can probably see that, too.
In my opinion. But, I mean, I just think, again, like I said, for someone to, like, repeatedly hear that. And it's also embarrassing. Like, she's at this reunion show, and it's, like, a montage of, like, them calling her dumb. And then the whole issue with the house. And then she looked like she wanted to cry.
Mm-hmm. She did start crying.
Yeah. So it's just sad. I do feel bad for her.
No one, yeah.
Regardless if they're my favorite character or not. Like, obviously, you don't want to see anyone, like, broken down.
Yeah.
And, like,
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I do like Toya and I do like Simone. I just think sometimes when Simone gets upset, she could handle herself in a better way. Because like how we did see their arguments before. Mm-hmm. She just verbally gets really crazy and screams very loud. And it's like, calm down. You know what I mean? Take it down a notch. Let's have a conversation where you're educated. Now you're making yourself look stupid, and I'm already declared stupid. Everybody knows I'm stupid. But now that you're screaming and you're yelling and you're wiling out and you're acting super crazy, it's just inappropriate to me for two grown women to behaving that way. They both were in the wrong. I do feel bad for Toya because they don't give her any benefit on this show, like, as far as, like, making her seem like they were, like, Toya's lease rent-to-own home. Like, they're just, I think they kind of throw jabs at her on the show as well.
They do, the production. So, what I will say is pretty convenient for her is the fact that besides this whole storyline about the house, that kind of came to a resolution, obviously, because they moved into a new house. Mm-hmm. So she didn't really have that storyline to go off of anymore. So what was her storyline? She's not the most entertaining character. She already mentioned that there was rumors she was going to be kicked off first season.
Mm-hmm. So supposedly she won't be back next season.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to say. This does kind of, if she is on like the line, which she's not going to be back because of her own choosing or because production
doesn't... I think because production.
Okay.
So because it's not like she has a job.
If she's kind of on the chopping block, this helps her because obviously this is going to be moving into season three with all this drama with her and Simone. So I will say it helps her in that regard, but... So, besides that, I feel bad for her.
We, like usual, Bravo cuts off when it gets... Except now they're getting a little crazy because they let us see the whole Kenya and Portia fight, which was crazy. And so usually they'll cut it off and, like, you know, there's a fight and we read about it all in the news or whatever. Gossip news. But this one, did Toya hit her? I know we'll get to see next week because when Andy sits down, he's like, something happened in the back. Was it just a verbal altercation or was it physical?
I think it was just verbal.
You think it was just verbal?
Yeah.
Okay, there's something that I did want to talk about that we forgot with in regards to the Mariah hitting Quad situation. Okay. I kind of don't believe Quad. I think she's exaggerating. I can't seem to wrap my brain around another woman hitting another woman and you allowing it, no matter how good friends we are. If we were friends since kindergarten, if you lay a hand on me, girl, we about to get down. So how in the world did Mariah hit her in the chin, hit her in the back, do all of this stuff, and Quad didn't hit her back? And,
like, well, not only that, but considering that they were already kind of having beef, you know, the first thing these people do if somebody even lays a finger on them is file a police report.
Yes.
So why
or get kicked out of the restaurant, never said.
Well, they said that she did get kicked out. They said Mariah was escorted out, didn't they? But I'm saying is that, like, I feel like a police report would have been filed. I don't really know who to believe. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have enough information. Mm-hmm. I think both women are probably construing the story to make them look better. So I think parts are being left out. I think parts are being embellished. Mm-hmm. I think for whatever reason, like, you know, obviously each woman wants us to be on their side. So they're going to cater the story, like alter the story to like cater to them. But I just think that, I don't know, something's not right.
Yeah, so something's not adding up. How in the world are you going to let a grown woman hit you? And you're just sitting here, she hit me, she hit me. We would have been hurt. And then someone else was like, yeah, I did hear, or someone, Carrie was there, and Carrie said that Mariah hit Quad. Mm-hmm. I think we would have heard more from it. And one thing, if we can go back in Quad's track record, if we can go back to season one, there was a mugshot that got released of Quad and her husband, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I had to read back today because I couldn't remember exactly why. Quad and her husband got into an argument. She threw a bowl at him. He called the police on her. They both went to jail and both have mugshots that are online right now. Go check it out. Just Google Quad's mugshot and it'll come up. And to me, if you're going to get that mad at your own husband and you guys have, you know, domestic violence dispute and you've gone to jail, whatever, for a couple hours and you guys sleep it off and then you're back together tomorrow. How are you gonna let some other chick hit you in your chin and hit you in your back and you don't do nothing to her? So to me,
she raises a good point.
She raises a good point. To me, I think that I kind of feel like what it was that they're arguing. She was probably like,
she probably like Toya, touched her face or something.
Like the whole Toya and Mariah thing. Last season, she kind of touched her, girl, calm down, da, da, da. You know what I mean? Provoking. And it may have been like pushed or whatever. Like, you know, like they're kind of arguing, nice, nasty kind of situation. And that's how it was. But I feel like Quad, it doesn't have to, but she's putting, you know, 20 on the 10, which doesn't make sense to me. Like, why would you add more
putting
to...
Putting 20 on the 10? Is like that a football reference?
No, I'm just saying, like, she's adding more to... Like, she's adding more to something that doesn't need to be added to. Like, everyone else already has co-signed with you that Mariah was acting very belligerently drunk. Everyone that was there said it, you know, whatever. So why are you trying to say that now all of a sudden she punched you? It's just weird. It's just super weird to me. But, don't ever hit me because I'll come for you.
I don't plan on it.
Okay, good.
We're friends.
No, I'm just kidding. We're friends. Well, girl, they thought they were friends.
I will not get down off my chariot to throw tomatoes with you, English. Heard it here first.
If you guys are our friends too, then go on iTunes, rate, comment, give us 5 stars. Let us know how much you love our show. Next week will be our last week of doing this show. And it's been a crazy, fun, bumpy, lovely ride with you guys. A lot of shade thrown, but that's fine. We love it. So keep it coming. Go online this week.
Next week is your last week to
throw shade.
Talk trash about us.
Right. So go head on and do it. And let's empower each other. I'm always trying to say thank you guys for watching. I love you guys. Da, da, da. And you guys just come for me. So don't do it anymore because I'm tired of it. Anyways, I don't mind it. Anyways, let's get back to the show. Do you have any news and gossip?
I don't, but you do, right? Or do you just share it all?
I kind of put it all out there. Okay. Do you have any predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict that the second half of the reunion is going to be boring. I actually thought the first half was a little bit boring. But I think that, that's my only prediction. I think that Toya is not going to get kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
I think there will be at least 2 new women next season, and I'm done.
I feel like...
And that Mariah will voluntarily leave.
I do have a little bit of tea.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just use this as my prediction or whatever. I don't care. So Quad's line, her puppy, Picture Perfect Pups, go online. Check it out. I did go on the site. I did look at a lot of stuff. She has really, really cute stuff for dogs. Good, affordable. She has leashes, dog beds, collars, clothes, all of that. And she has an online store. It doesn't say where it's in any retail stores, but you can go online to her website and purchase things. And it's really cute. She has her dogs and pictures of her, of course, on there. And then I did hear, which I think I shared earlier, that Mariah may possibly be going to be on Atlanta Housewives.
That's not going to go over well.
You don't think so? We did discuss that too.
No.
My prediction would be that I do kind of think that Mariah and Quad are going to be friends again.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. That's I kind of feel that way. And finally, we move forward to an apology. So I kind of think that because it's always like, I loved you and the way that they talk about each other, like, this woman right here, it's like, don't say it like that. Just say, like, just talk to her and be like, I really loved you. You pissed me off. You made me mad. You punched me. To me, that would be the main thing. Like, you didn't talk bad about me. Girl, you hit me. Forget about what all you said about me. You punched me in my back and you punched me in my chin.
Yeah.
That's what I would be arguing about.
That's another point, too. Like, why are they not referencing that more as far as, like, why they're mad at each other?
Right. Right.
Good point.
Weird. So anyways, that was a lot, my prediction and my news and gossip.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll be friends, but hopefully they can just learn to be amicable because it's really, like, annoying for them to be like, Team Mariah, Team Quad, oh, we can't hang out with Mariah, we can't go to her events. Like, the show can't survive that way.
Right.
Who the hell is she going to film with?
Right. You did mention something that Cecil wasn't at the reunion. Does that mean that they're getting a divorce?
And then we see Cecil, I mean, we see Simone crying, so I don't know.
And she had to walk off? We will see.
Well, if they are, you know. I'm here to be the new wife of Cecil. Just kidding. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys. I'm Michelle Renee. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee TV.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, English Speaks, as always. Thank you guys for joining in with us. We really appreciate it. Can't wait to talk next week. Have an awesome and blessed week this week. Make it count.
Amen.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.